live, and why don't we make sure we're all on cam again? Let's see if we are.
Very good.
Yes, we are.
Welcome to my cocoon.
Great.
Cool. Eating dessert in my cocoon.
Why don't I grab the mic so we're a little bit closer to the mic here?
You're good.
So we've got all sorts of cameras here. We've got the webcam that's live. We've got the so that we can make an archive video.
Really?
We've got audio. We are wired.
Indeed we are. What a marvelous thing. Electricity is a form of God.
I think that's, I think all things are.
Yeah, electricity is that energy, whatever it is. Isn't it great to have mystery and yet to say, I'm going to live with it and I'm going to honor it. And they're going to try to appreciate the wonderful things that man has found as he's thought God's thoughts. That's what it says in the Psalms, think God's thoughts. And a thought, what is a thought? A thought is a reaching out and a realization and relating it to your life. Wonderful.
You just mentioned something that is I think, critical to what makes my lunches with you so enjoyable, and that is appreciation. You seem to have a pretty good handle on appreciating so much of the things in your life. Is that part of your?
It's part of me. Yeah, I think I've always been a very wonder always has excited me, like this tree out here, the way it grows, and to put your arm around a tree, and if you concentrate and they're still, you can almost feel life coming through that tree as it's tapping the sun. It reaches up and toward the sun and pulls the sun into itself, and that's what it's supposed to do. It right. grows. It gets green. It gets beautiful. And so we, too, can let that mind loose.
I think a lot of times it seems like people, if you take a moment, nearly everything in our lives is miraculous. I mean, there's every plant from a weed on up is amazing.
That's right.
Every electronical item, the way it works is mind-blowing. But we kind of, most people, get to a place where they start to take almost everything for granted.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've done pretty good at not doing that.
I don't want to take it for granted. It's marvelous.
I just said
to you at lunch that I'm so grateful for the gift of life, and now I anticipate with joy and anticipation, the gift of death. Death is a gift. And I said that to a lady yesterday. She says, oh, don't talk about that. I said, no. We were meeting with a psychologist and talking about life and what is spiritual and what is material. It's fun. Great time, great thing to live.
Well, it is. I know that I for one, have learned much from you as far as appreciation. And Tassie and I, every day when we have dinner,
we say
grace and we... Among the things that we try to remind ourselves every day is to be appreciative and to notice the miracles in every moment.
There's health in that, brother and sister.
I think so.
Yeah.
Your teeth may not last forever, but if you're appreciative, you last for a long time. The mind does.
Who was it? Emerson who said, as you think in your heart, so are you too. And if you're appreciative, something happens. It's a miracle.
Oh, well. Let us take that appreciation and spread it to our fellow brothers and sisters around the world. So welcome, B Squared and Orphic Art and Tassie and Faraway Girl and Caitlin and anyone else who is joining us today. Welcome to Hug Nation. Today, every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, we gather in Southern California at Grandpa Caleb's cocoon here. And we take just a minute or two to feel the connection with the brothers and sisters around the world. So let's give ourselves a hug, a self-hug, and hold ourselves by the shoulders. And feel, as we squeeze, think about those names I just read in the chat room.
We do.
Think about all the people that we've passed in our lives, our family that's far away and family that's close, friends, and then those countless strangers that we've never met, but are going about in their lives, and just by being a part of our miraculous, energy-filled, loving species, they are our brothers and sisters, and mm-hmm. and at their core are filled with the same love we are. And so let's as we squeeze our shoulders, think of us squeezing their shoulders.
Mm. Touch.
And those
flesh to flesh, thought to thought.
And those arms squeezing you are not your arms, but the arms of all those people that are separate from you physically, but a part of you spiritually, just embracing you as you embrace them. And just let's sit for a few seconds in that embrace. No matter what the news says, there are far more people that would rather hug you than hurt you. So let's take that with us on our weeks. Give one last squeeze. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of Hug Nation. And we love you.
We love you, my unseen friends. Mm. Very much so. How nice to touch out. And I just watched this goes around the world in 8-9 seconds.
That's right.
And I see it change and I marvel. My, what a miracle. Thank you.
Thank
I am
you,
grateful.
Grandpa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Yes, indeed. That was good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being you and all your appreciation and dimensions of your life. That's good.
That was nice.
Yes.